Whether you're looking for answers to specific life questions or seeking to become the best version of you possible, welcome to the Mental Breakdown and Psych Reg podcast, where we offer insight, information, and strategies based upon research and years of practice as clinical psychologists. So sit back, have a listen, and get connected with our hosts, Dr. Bernie Wilkinson and Dr. Richard Marshall. Welcome back. Richard, I have a question for you.
Yes, sir.
Do you listen to music when you work?
I do.
You do?
I do.
You know what? I asked you that even though I know you do, because I'll walk by your office sometimes and I'll be thinking, what is he listening to in there? And you're listening to music.
You know, one of the first important things that I wrote was in a pediatric text.
Mm-hmm.
And I would get up every morning and mm-hmm. I'd put one, in those days, I think it was a CD or a tape. CD. Of my brother's music.
Uh-huh.
And you've heard some Dolphins and some Piacenza. And I wrote that chapter to that music.
Oh, great.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I did my dissertation while listening
to... I hate to ask what you listen to.
Velvet Revolver.
What? Velvet Revolver would be something like the Sex Pistols or something like that. Right?
Well, you know, the Velvet...
Guns N' Roses.
Velvet Revolver was basically Guns N' Roses without Axl Rose.
Something very quiet.
Yeah, soothing.
Now, did you really?
I did.
Okay.
I did.
Because I did a talk on Wednesday night at a middle school, and one of the questions...
Almost always.
I was going to say invariably, is should... We get to the topic of cell phones, mm-hmm. because what the children want to do is they want to listen to music while they're working.
Right.
So they put their earbuds, and they want to listen to music.
Mm-hmm.
And parents... The initial parent reaction is,
no way.
I think it's too distracting.
Right.
Okay. So we will begin by saying it's not a simple answer.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
So
right.
should we listen to music while we're working? There isn't a simple answer to that.
Right.
And that's what we're going to talk about.
It is.
The complexity of it.
It is. It is complex. And I think that it's great. We're going to talk a little bit about an article written and published in Counseling Resource,
mm-hmm.
counselingresource.com, written by Dr. George Simon.
Mm-hmm.
And so this article is entitled, Do We Work Better to Music?
Right.
And so it kind of addresses exactly what we're talking
That's
about.
That's exactly the question that parents ask.
Right.
Okay.
Right. Now, so let's... again, we were just saying, both of us listen to music when we're working,
mm-hmm.
and I like to think at least that it improves my work, my overall functioning, my efficiency.
Right.
And so when I'm talking to parents and we're talking about their kids, especially if they have kids with ADHD,
mm-hmm.
Kids who, when you're doing tasks that you're not really overly excited about.
Right.
Menial tasks, repetitive tasks.
Mm-hmm.
It is good sometimes to listen to music while you're working.
Right.
But when we said that it's not a simple answer, the real reason that it's not a simple answer is because is really because it depends on the music.
That's right. That's right. I can work to some music,
yeah,
but I can't work to all music.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah. So you have to find... We talked about Goldilocks before, right?
Right.
But it really is this sort of Goldilocks music that you have to find.
That's right. What's right for you?
Right.
Is it too much? Is it too little?
Yeah.
Because people say, well, maybe he should listen to classical music.
Right.
Classical music might put you to sleep.
It could put you to sleep. It could bring you down.
You want to be a little more aroused
right.
while you're working. So you want the music to get you where you need to be.
Right.
If it sends you in the other direction,
mm-hmm.
It's not doing you
it's
any
not
good
doing
at all.
Any good. Right.
Right.
Yeah, so let's talk very briefly first about music. You know, music is emotionally evoking.
Stimulating.
You know,
right.
it creates emotions, and it's intended mm-hmm. to create emotions.
That's right.
It's intended to make you think about certain things, to feel mm-hmm. certain things. And so there is music. There are... songs and tunes that are mm-hmm. intended to make you sad.
Right. That's right.
Just like there's movies that are intended to make you sad.
Country music used to be that
right.
way. It's not so much anymore because we have country rock. But the old
yeah.
country tunes were always about divorce and death and separation
mm-hmm.
and problems and poverty. you know, it brings you down.
Right, right. And meanwhile, other music is supposed to lift you up and make you, give you energy. And
what,
keep.
What was yours?
Mine was Velvet Revolver.
Velvet
is what
Revolver.
I listened to.
Lifts you up.
Well, it, I don't know what it did. It just, it got me going. It got me, I was able to work. And so...
That's a lot of stimulation.
It is a lot of stimulation.
Wow.
But some of those songs were great. But anyways, so it's really, you really have to find that balance, because if it is too much.
Right.
And too much, it can be defined in different ways, because it could be too much because it's either too fast, too loud, mm-hmm. There's too many words. Right. It could be too much because it makes you think too much. Right. You know, you're really, okay, man, what does that mean when they talk about that? Or, you know, it makes you think about things right. that draw you away from your work. And so it does have to be this sort of perfect combination of uplifting enough to keep you stimulated, but not so much that it distracts you.
Right. And that's the Goldilocks right. thing that we were talking about, is it has to be just right.
Right.
It also depends on the task that you're trying to do.
It does.
I mean, there are mm-hmm. times when I have listened to music and I'll either switch tasks, or if I'm writing,
right.
I'll get to a part where I can't work things out, and the music might become a distraction mm-hmm. at that point. Mm-hmm. Okay. So if you're doing math problems, let's say you have 10 math problems to mm-hmm. do. Okay. Maybe music would help you.
Right.
Then you move on to biology mm-hmm. or you move on to your spelling lessons, and the music doesn't help you.
Right.
Okay. So it's all, there is also some relationship between the task the child is trying to do.
Mm-hmm.
If it's routine and then do it over and over and over and over and over again, music is probably a good idea
right.
because it arouses the brain.
Right.
When you do repetitive tasks, you have a tendency to get dull, to get
right.
tired, to get bored, to lose interest. If music stimulates you,
mm-hmm.
what did you listen to? Velvet Underground?
Not Velvet Underground. Velvet Underground would bring you down. Velvet Revolver.
Velvet Revolver, which stimulated you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that provided stimulation
right.
when you needed to be kept
right.
going.
Right.
Okay, and that's the other thing that parents need mm-hmm. to be aware of. It's not a simple answer
right.
of yes or no. It's what task are you doing? What kind of music
right.
do you need to do that task?
Right. And so if you are thinking about your child and their use of music,
mm-hmm.
two things to consider.
Right.
One, the type of music that they're going to listen to
right.
and the task that they're going to do. So you want to keep that in mind.
Right.
But the second thing is, if listening to music, if while listening to music, they're getting their work done.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Even if your argument is, but it takes him twice as long to get it done. My response to that is, who cares?
Right.
Who cares how long it takes him to get it done if he's doing it?
Right.
You know, if he's getting it done and it takes him an hour to do something that should take him 30 minutes,
right.
but he's not complaining about it.
Right. Mm-hmm. And nothing else.
It's not interfering with anything
else. He's not losing sleep. He's not
yeah.
giving up other subjects. You know, nothing. No, there are no negatives.
Exactly.
Right.
Don't
time
make
isn't
a big
a
deal about that.
Exactly.
Sure, to you, it would be better to be more efficient and
mm-hmm.
to get it done faster.
Right.
But the point is that your child is learning a strategy
mm-hmm.
that's going to help him or her maintain the focus that is needed to complete the task.
Right.
Let it be. Let
yep.
him do it that way if that's
right.
the way they need to do it.
Right. Let it be.
Yeah. Oh, that could have been
a good one to listen to.
That could have been
the,
yeah.
Yeah. I've done some writing to Beatles music.
Yeah.
As
yeah.
well.
So.
But there, one other issue before
yes.
we leave. They may want to use their cell phone to listen to this music,
right.
and that might be a problem, because
right.
now you have two issues.
Right.
Are they messing around with the cell phone, or are they really using it to listen
right.
to music? You just have to be observant. You have
right.
to watch. You have to be aware. And if it looks like the cell phone is becoming a distraction,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
not the music, but the cell phone, then you have to remove the cell phone at least during that homework time.
Right. Find a different way to play music.
Right. You can play it through
the
computer.
Phone.
You can play it through
mm-hmm.
iTunes or on the computer. There are other devices that they
right.
can use.
Yeah.
They don't buy the argument that it's only on their cell phone.
Right.
Okay. Don't get drawn into that one.
Right. Yeah. There's lots of other ways to
right.
to get it. So.
Right.
All right.
Oh, we could talk more about that one.
We could.
Okay.
But we need to
move on.
We do need to move on. So, that's it for today. Thanks for listening. Until next time, stay happy, stay healthy, and forget to be afraid.